Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins. Welcome back to another episode of the realm of heroes and monsters, Storytime with me, your host, A.P. Fuchs. This season is going really well. I'm really happy about it, actually. Like, I was worried at first, to be honest, because we're going back to Flash Fiction, so therefore shorter episodes, and it was always an issue of, like, what do we do to fill in the time? Because, like, the story is short. It's not like last season where the stories were longer and took up basically the entire podcast. So I'm really pleased with the way this thing is turning out and settling into a groove for this particular season. I think the pacing of it in terms of the segments have been okay. There's still room for tweaking, of course, but at the same time, I think in general, the trains are on the track and we're moving along. So that's great. And thus far, no one's wrote in and had complaints, so I suppose I should thank you for that too. And if you do have something to complain about, my door is always open. Good, bad, or ugly, doesn't matter. My door is always open to my readers, my listeners, anybody else who gives two craps about me. Door is open. So anyway, right, let's get right to it, okay, guys? Let's get into it. Coming up next, story before the story. Welcome to Story Before the Story, where this season we're exploring the aspects of story being part of everyday life 24/7, 365. All right, so today's topic, because we're doing this topically, is fantasies, daydreaming. I mean, that's story. What do we do when we're bored? We're in a meeting or in a presentation or a bus stop or a wherever, airport, you know, and we have nothing to do, no access to any form of entertainment. So what do? We sit there and we either go to sleep or we daydream, right? And we get taken off in our heads on these little fantastical adventures of doing XYZ. And often, too, these little adventures that we go on, one is just simply, you know, fantasy fulfillment. You know, like, I would love to be the guy who slays a dragon. That's being cliche, but you get the idea. Or the other time is sometimes through these fantasies, if you pay attention, you'll notice that some of your own personal issues tend to come up in a fictitious form throughout that daydreaming. And you're kind of exercising the demons, so to speak, through this fantasy, right? And it's a great device for the brain, you know? I mean, like, why not? Like, the human body, right? We cover ourselves, like, we can take care of ourselves, that's what I'm trying to say, is we can take care of ourselves pretty much on our own, right? You get, like, a minor injury, your body's going to fix it. You get sick with a virus or something, you know, 9.9 times out of 10, your body's going to fix it, right? You have even a major wound, again, 9.9 times out of 10, your body's going to fix it. It's only when something like vital is struck where then there's complications and issue and you definitely need help. But that being said, it perfectly makes sense that our brains would use stuff like stories, stuff like fantasy, stuff like daydreaming to work on fixing whatever is going on your head, right? And that's different for everybody, of course. But the point is, it's a way that you're healing through story. And that's the beauty of stories. It's just they're everywhere. They're omnipresent. They're part of our lives. And fantasy daydreaming is one such mechanism of, again, where it's always part of our lives. So I'd like you to think about that. And the next time you do doze off or drift off rather into a, well, you could doze off. But yeah, if you drift off into a daydream or fantasy, you know, and if you're in a position to kind of observe, like objectively observe what it is you're fantasizing and or daydreaming about, you might find some interesting stuff about yourself. So next time the screen rolls, take a look, okay? All right, now, story time, because that's why we're here. Cheers. Rescue Bot. The burst of static before TW1047's eyes cleared, revealing the car wreck before it. Two vehicles completely intertwined, one an SUV, the other a semi. People within. Accessing time-lapse function. Scanning the way the front of the semi sat, partially on top of the SUV, while the sides of the massive truck hugged the other vehicle, TW1047 activated its time-lapse function and watched the collision as if it happened anew. The semi drove at 103 kilometers an hour. It headed straight to where TW10747 stood. The SUV quickly veered in from the right, taking over the semi's lane. The two vehicles became no more than 37 feet apart. There would have been a brief moment for the SUV to correct its course, but instead the two vehicles collided. The semi drove on top and through the SUV, metal intertwining with metal. The vehicles ground to a halt, and the time lapse was over. Another burst of static spread across TW1047's vision. Something wasn't right. Static spreads were not common. Accessing priority rescue assessment. Three life forms located. One, critical. Two others, critical. Former easiest to assist. TW1047's robot legs kicked into gear and it stomped toward the driver's side of the semi. Once in place, it reached out its mechanical arms and drove its pincer-like hands into the door. With a twist of its wrists, it locked the pincers in and took a firmer grip of the metal. With a pull, it jerked away the door, revealing the driver within. The driver was a heavyset male slumped in his seat. The front dash was pressed all the way up against him. Blood blews out of the man and the semi, right where they were connected. TW1047 took another scan, but not before a spurt of black and white static ran across its vision. Reporting error code 2814. The robot sent out the signal to Foxtech, alerting its creators to the static malfunction. Using its built-in X-ray, TW1047 detected multiple breaks in the man's legs and several torn and compressed muscles. Running rescue scenario A4. A moment later, TW1047's programming told it was safe to pull the man out. Putting one pincer against the dash and the other in between the man's legs against the seat, TW1047 pried the two apart, freeing the driver. TW1047 brought its arms in close and used one pincer to snip the driver's seat belt. Getting its metal arms under the driver, TW1047 carefully pulled the man's body from the wreckage, then turned and walked toward the waiting paramedics. Another burst of static, this one longer. It was quickly followed by a second burst as TW1047 lay the man's body on a gurney. Repeat reporting error code 2814. Turning back to the collision, TW1047 headed toward the SUV. Once at the SUV's doors, another static blink scattered across its vision. The robot inserted pincers into the passenger's side door and locked them in place. With a pull, TW1047 removed the door, revealing the woman and child within. Static tore across TW1047's vision again. System override. White on black coding filled the robot's sight. Program download complete. Execute. TW1047 took note of the look of relief upon the woman's cut-up face. She was compressed against the dash with the steering wheel pressed up and under her ribs. My son, get my son, she said. TW1047 turned to see a terrified little boy covered in shattered glass and stuck between the rear seat and the passengers. The boy's eyes were closed. Combating system virus. A static burst. System override. Execute. Running virus protection. Another static burst. System override. Execute. Deleting new download. Static filled TW1047's vision. Program download complete. Execute. When its vision cleared, it read, Vias removal program fail. Static, numbers, white on black. System override. Execute. The robot reached in and extended its pincers to the boy and the woman and clamped them around their necks and began to squeeze.
Thank you.
Welcome to After the Credits for the Realm of Heroes and Monsters Storytime Podcast with AP Flukes. All right, so this little segment is going to be about, it's actually directed at collectors. Whatever you are collecting, it doesn't matter what it is, action figures, Funko Pops, coins, stamps, whatever. I'm going to share a collector's tip, but it involves a trick, and the trick is simply patience, okay? So here's an option. One option is pretend money is zero issue, and then go on to your favorite retailer sites and just load up your cart. Again, money, no object, things you want, right? All right, and once that's done, you know, keep it in your cart and just keep it there. Don't buy anything, just keep it there and let it rest. And then after it's done resting, go look at your cart, and then two things are gonna happen. One is any form of impulse buying, it will be removed. Any items that you kind of say, well, that was cool, I added it to my cart, but then later thought, you know what, I don't really need it. Yeah, so therefore, one, there's savings there because you're going to screen out the impulse buys. And then two, again, if you're not in a massive rush for this, or if it's not like a limited edition or a pre-order where things are going to run out fast, but there's time, give it time. Because my experience has been with vendors that if you got stuff sitting in your cart for a long time, and by a long time, I'm talking like a month, maybe a month and a half, some of those items get discounted. Obviously, it's their way of getting you to kick it out of your cart and take it home and make some money. But at the same time, it's good for you because whatever it is that you were buying is now discounted. So you just saved a few bucks right there if you have the patience for it. So that's a collector tip. If you want to, because collecting is expensive. It really is. I mean, it starts small and then it just blows up. So if there's any way to, you know, save some bucks, take it. And that's one of my suggestions on how to go about saving a few beans. So do with it what you will. And I'll see you next week for next episode of the Realm of Heroes and Monsters Storytime Podcast. Cheers. Again.